March 26th. How am I going to work in the daytime if that thing keeps waking me up at night? In the middle of the night, I woke up, and I couldn't go back to sleep because it kept saying, "Remember, remember, remember." So I think I remembered something. I don't remember exactly, but it was about Miss Kinnean and the school where I learned about reading and how I went there. A long time ago, once I asked Joe Karp how he learned to read and if I could learn to read too. He laughed like he always done when I say something funny, and he says to me, "Charlie, why waste your time? They can't put any brains in where there ain't none." But Fanny Burden heard me, and she asked her cousin, who was a college student at Beekman, and she told me about the Adult Center for Retarded People at the Beekman College. She wrote the name down on a paper, and Frank laughed and said, "Don't go getting so educated that you won't talk to your old friends." I said, "Don't worry. I'll always keep my old friends, even if I can read and write." He was laughing, and Joe Karp was laughing, but Gimpy came in and told them to get back to making rolls. They're all good friends to me. After work, I walked over 6 blocks to the school, and I was scared. I was so happy I was going to learn to read that I bought a newspaper to take home with me and read after I learned. When I got there, it was a big, long hall with lots of people. I got scared of saying something wrong to somebody, so I started to go home. But I don't know why I turned around and went inside again. I waited until most everybody went away, except some people going over by a big time clock, like the one we have at the bakery. And I asked the lady if I could learn to read and write, because I wanted to read all the things in the newspaper, and I showed it to her. She was Miss Kinnean, but I didn't know it then. She said, "If you come back tomorrow and register, I'll start to teach you how to read. But you gotta understand, it will take a long time, maybe years, to learn to read." I told her I didn't know it took so long, but I wanted to learn anyway, because I made believe a lot of times. I mean, I pretend to people I know how to read, but it ain't true, and I wanted to learn. She shaked my hand and said, "Glad to meet you, Mr. Gordon. I will be your teacher. My name is Miss Kinnean." So that's where I went to learn, and that's how I met Miss Kinnean. Thinking and remembering is hard, and now I don't sleep so good anymore. That TV is too loud. March 27. Now that I'm starting to have those dreams and remembering, Professor Niemer says I gotta go to therapy sessions with Dr. Strauss. He says, therapy sessions is like when you feel bad, you talk to make it better. I told him, I don't feel bad, and I do plenty of talking all day, so why do I have to go to therapy? But he got sore and says I gotta go anyway. What therapy is that I gotta lay down on a couch, and Dr. Strauss sits in a chair near me, and I talk about anything that comes into my head. For a long time, I didn't say nothing, because I couldn't think of nothing to say. Then I told him about the bakery and the things they do there. But it's silly for me to go to his office and lay down on the couch to talk, because I write it down in the progress reports anyway, and he could read it. So today, I brought the progress report with me, and I told him maybe he could just read it and I could take a nap on the couch. I was very tired because that TV kept me up all night, but he said, nope, it don't work that way. I got to talk. So I talked, but then I fell asleep on the couch anyway, right in the middle.